more champagne, and the fire was so true. Here we are, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue. It's the end of the party, and the morning seems so gray, so unlike yesterday. Now's the time for us to say, Happy New Year. The brave new world arrives, and I see how it thrives in the ashes of our lives. Oh yes, man is a fool, and he thinks he'll be okay, dragging on feet of clay, never knowing he's astray. Keeps on going. In another 10 years' time, who can say what we'll find? What lies waiting down the line? In the end of 2017 time. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May we all have a vision now and then of a world where neighbor is suffering. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May we all have a home, so we'll to try. If we don't, we might as well lay down and die. You and I.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Mary Ann.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Claudette.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Kumusta ang iyong New Year's Eve?
Ito, busy sa pagkanta and also with my family. So, yeah, I'm ready for this year.
Kababalik mo lang, Mary Ann, from New Zealand.
Yes.
Anong ginawa mo? Bakasyon ba ito o nagkaroon ka ng recording doon?
No, I have a radio interview sa New Zealand, and I'm also I had my performance there for one night, then come back ulit dito sa Australia.
So
just for one day
concert, nagkaroon
yes,
ka ng concert para sa mga Pilipino din?
No, it's for the Samoan community.
Oh, kumusta?
And New Zealand,
kumusta naman ang iyong pagganap doon?
Siyempre iba to sa mga Filipino event, you know, like yung mga show ko dito. Doon is iba yung time nila na, I mean, nag-start kami ng 9 p.m. to 3 in the morning.
Wow.
So it's different. It is different from
so
here.
Nagsimula ang programa ng 9 ng gabi tapos natapos ng alas
3. Ng alas 3 ng umaga.
Ah, ano
pero hindi ako kumanta ng buong night. Ano lang yan, like, I think 2 sets. 2 set na nag-ano ako perform. With the King Arthur, ano siya, sikat sa Samoan. Samoan community.
Hindi ka ba kinabahan? Kasi iba yung crowd
iba
mo.
Yung crowd and iba rin yung mga si mga song. Mm. And kumanta rin ako ng isang Samoan song.
Anong song ito?
It's called Please Mr. Please.
Okay, sige parang, nga. Sample nga.
Asan ba yung lyrics? Ana o uwi na ni tupe itay mi uma. Please Mr. Please. Parang ganyan. Parang iba yung ano, syempre Samoan language.
So pinag-aralan mo talaga yung kanta?
Pinag-aralan ko ng that ay kinakanta ko na siya before, then na-recall ko lang nung time na yun kasi nag-request sila, gusto nila marinig from Filipina. Kasi ako yung atang first Filipina na parang kumanta ng language nila. So it's they're very proud of me. Mm. So yun.
Ang galing. Mary Ann, ang isang singer ay dapat versatile, di ba? Pag sinabing kanta ka, oy, kumanta ka bukas, ito yung pyesa.
Yan, yun ang problem. Nasanay
na.
Actually, nung sa concert namin sa Christmas tree, yan din si, yung aking producer na si CJ, pinakanta ko ng, I mean, kasama sa lineup, si Ate Trish, nirequest nila yung The Prayer. So, it's Italian song, so... Eh, that time is nandun ako sa Philippines, so busy rin sa mga project doon. Ayun, I have to study ilang araw na lang. Kailangan ko sa uluhin yung song. So, yeah, that's a problem. Yung problem ko rin sa mga lyrics eh, pero kailangan mong as a singer, kailangan mong ano, maging professional pagdating doon.
Kakagaling mo lang din ng Pilipinas para sa isang project. Tell us about this one.
That one is it's for the next year. I mean, for this year na darating. So, I'm so excited na mapakinggan ko sa radyo yung boses ko sa Philippines.
Mm.
Kasi it's my first album under Alpha Records. At ang manager ko is sila Kuya Lito Galindo and Ate Josie Galindo. Sila yung manager na Aegis. So, ayun. Sila yung nag-handle sa akin ngayon sa Philippines. And kaila Sir, I would like to say hi to Sir Alvin. Yun po yung... siya po yung sa Under Alpha Records. And si Ate Marjorie yung assistant niya.
Parang ang daming mong proyekto ngayong pagpasok pala ng 2018. Oh. So sa album mo, Mary Ann, original songs mo ba ang kasali dito?
I have written some songs, pero I think i-release yun, I mean, i-record yun after nito. Ititina muna, this one is a revival song from Lilette. So and then the next one is it's an original song, hindi pa to lumalabas. Mm-hmm. Ang gumawa ng song is Wilfredo something. Siya yung nag-compose ng sayang na sayang talaga. Mm-hmm. Yon. Mm-hmm. So hopefully maging hit sa radyo. Yun lang hinihintay ko. That's my wish for this year.
Anong inaasahan mong response ng mga followers mo about sa album?
I think they will be excited kasi lalo na this song is sa mga bigo, alam mo yun, mga hugot, maraming makaka-relate and you know how it is in the Philippines na gusto nila yung OPM talaga na pangmasa yung song, so I think papatok sa mga tao. Nakatanggap din ako ng award from Sydney.
Is a new award?
Yeah, new award.
Well, what is this?
That's from my song Deep Down. I'm the featuring artist. Ako yung nag-interpret ng song and ang nag-compose is si Anirvan G. So nanalo siya sa Best International. Kalaban yung mga iba't ibang bansa. Tapos Australia yung nanalo. Pero doon ginanap sa Sydney.
Anong competition ito?
It's ASA. It's Australian Songwriting Association. APRA.
Oh, yeah.
So yun. Ako yung kumanta ng last. So yung... Sa buong mga entries, di ba? Mga siguro mga 1,000, ganyan. 13 lang kaming kumanta nun. Kami yung nag-perform every category. So ako yung nag-perform sa Best International. And I'm the last one, number 13, my favorite number.
Wow, congratulations,
yeah,
Mary
Ann. Thank you.
Ang dami-dami mo nang nakuhang awards since last year.
Yes.
And then ngayon na naman sa pagsimula ng 2018, meron ka na namang natanggap.
Oo,
anong
nga
pakiramdam mo?
Very overwhelmed, alam mo yun, kasi sa dami ng artist sa buong mundo, alam mo yun, mahirap makakuha ng award. So, I'm so proud and I wanna share my yung mga fans ko and mga family ko, friends, na I will do my best for the next year. More upcoming show and awards and kung anong pang project.
Aside sa album na aabangan ng lahat ngayong taon 2018, mm-hmm, ano pa ang aabangan nila kay Mary Ann Vanderhorst for this year?
Ayun nga, yung album ko, sa, meron ako mga mall tour, radio station appearance, and siguro TV. So I'll just put it on my Facebook page. So abangan niyo po. Lagi ta- keep in touch na lang, guys.
Ano pa ang mga nais makamit ni Mary Ann? Given na ang dami mo na talagang nakamit in terms of singing, mm, and may mga awards na, ano pa yung mga mithiin mo sa buhay?
Maging successful itong itong darating kong album, and of course what else? Siguro nothing na. Eh, siguro yung magka-baby in the future, you know.
Personal life naman ni Mary Ann. Alam naming lahat na supportive yung iyong husband at yung family. Kailan naman kayo magbubuo ng isang pamilya?
Nakaplano din yan. So, siguro maybe after 2 years or 3 years. Tingnan ko muna kung anong maging resulta dito sa project namin. Then, pagka okay na, as long as magkaroon lang ako ng name sa Philippines, you know, yun ang pinaka-ano ko.
Yun yung goal mo.
Goal.
So, saan mo kinukuha yung inspirasyon para magsulat ng mga kanta?
Siguro, inspirasyon ko yung mga tao. Hindi ko nire-relate sa sarili ko to eh. Kung ano yung mga nararamdaman yung mga namimit kong tao, alam mo yun. Siguro, yung, tsaka binibase ko sa mga experience.
Ano yung style ni Mary Ann?
Like what you say na ano nga, versatile.
Versatile ka.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kasi I can sing a male song, female song, or iba, iba't ibang mga language na song. And siguro, mas, I don't know, yun nga, makakanta ako ng mga bago and luma. Mm-hmm. And I can write and I can play piano.
Na-mention mo din na ikaw ay nasa aged care industry. Uh-uh. Kinakantahan mo ba yung mga inaalagaan mo doon?
Actually, yung nakita nila ako sa X Factor last ilang year na yun. Yun, na, doon nila nalaman na kumakanta ako. Mm-hmm. I never sing for them. Tapos yun na, minsan nagre-request yung mga elderly na pwede raw, kanta ka naman sa Christmas party, ganyan. Binibigyan ko sila ng song. Pero pagdating sa trabaho, more on chika ako sa kanila, not on singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then pinapakita ko yung mga photo. Look what happened, I went to this place, ganyan-ganyan. Tuwan-tuwa sila.
Bago lang, ikaw ay nag... ikaw ay kumanta sa harap ng mga matatanda.
Ah, aha, mga Filipino elderly.
Ah, saan yun?
Diyan sa may Lions Club sa Footscray under Share Me a Dream Australia. Yan sila Jason and Tita Terry. Sila po ang, sila Tita Liz.
So yan, lahat Filipino ng mga
mga
elderlies.
Filipino. Pero may nakita akong mga Australian din eh. So siguro isa buong ating residential ano yan, area. So, nagkaroon sila ng Christmas party. Kumanta ako na White Christmas and Blue Christmas. Ayun naman, nag-enjoy yung mga tao. And, you know, it's like your home din. Kasi nakikita may mga matatandang Filipino. So.
Sa mga naisundan yung iyong mga yapak,
mm-hmm,
anong mensahe mo sa kanila?
Sa mga upcoming singer, yun, just do whatever you want to do. Kung mayroon kayong dream na maging isang singer, pursue nyo, and kahit na may mga taong, syempre hindi lahat mapiplease, di ba? Don't mind them, you know. Just do whatever you think is best for you. So, yun lang. Just follow your dreams.
Mary Ann, maraming salamat sa iyong oras. Narito si Mary Ann Vanderhorst.
I found a love for me, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. I found a man, gentle and sweet. I never knew you were that someone waiting for me. So we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to a favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered under in my breath, you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a man stronger than anyone I know. He shares my dreams, I hope that someday I share his home. I found the love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all. We'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be my man, I'll be your man. I see my future in your eyes. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to a favorite song. When you saw me in this dress, looking so beautiful, yes, you deserve this, darling, you look perfect tonight.
You look perfect tonight.